More and more people are headed into the backcountry this year, and many rescue groups have seen an increase in calls. That puts pressure on volunteers who help respond to emergencies. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
About 30 volunteers gathered on a recent weekend at a snowy turnoff on Highway 21 in western Idaho.
We have four overdue subjects. Not entirely sure at the moment how long they've been overdue, but we'll be finding that out from our law enforcement representative as soon as we get our mission briefing here on site.
I'm with Scotty Perkins, a public information officer and volunteer with Idaho Mountain Search and Rescue. We're here for a training exercise. The scenario? Four snowshoers didn't come back when they were supposed to. So volunteers split into teams, check their avalanche beacons.
All right, do you have them?
And ski or snowshoe into the woods. In just a few hours, groups start locating missing snowshoers.
We're on scene with a patient, adult male, name of Hunter, age 25. Chief complaint is he is tired.
Some snowshoers, like Hunter, are okay. Others aren't.
As part of our mission, we have some code words associated with the encountering of a deceased subject. And that's what we just heard.
Trainings like this help rescue teams sharpen their skills, and that's important in a year when more people went into the woods as a reprieve from the pandemic. Perkins says his group had 37 calls as of December 20th, up from 29 last year. Some incidents triggered several calls. Part of the increase also came from the weather. Cold snaps or hot days. A group of mountain bikers needed help when temperatures rose faster and higher than they expected.
It's happened to many of us, and one of the members of that four-person mountain bike team just found herself in a heat emergency.
Not every rescue team had more calls this year. One in New Mexico even had fewer calls, possibly thanks to local responders taking on more themselves. But plenty did see an increase, due in part to a bad avalanche season early in the year. That's according to the Mountain Rescue Association, which works with volunteer teams across the country. Doug McCall, the association's president, says more people are also seeking out training that helps keep them out of harm's way.
We saw a huge rise in the number of people registering in our education base camp, either because they were looking for online training or, you know, they were looking to get trained before they went into the backcountry.
Teton County Search and Rescue in Wyoming had more than 100 calls in 2021 compared to 80 the year before. But the number of recreators actually grew faster than the calls, says volunteer Cody Lockhart.
There's a lot more people using the backcountry, and it's not proportionally translating into more rescues.
Lockhart says there are several possible reasons. Novices don't take as many risks, cell service is better than ever, and so many people are out there.
If someone hurts their knee, they're going to find someone else to help them get out, or they're not going to get lost or be as likely to get lost because there's just people all over.
Lockhart says mental health was a major issue this year, though. Depression, anxiety, and addiction skyrocketed during the pandemic and made their way into the backcountry.
That was defining for us this summer, as being part of these big rescues or searches for, you know, people that were despondent or struggling.
Lockhart says the team went on a handful of high-profile search operations in 2021, but that's far more than normal. It included helping find Gabby Petito and working to find the remains of men like Jared Hembry and Bob Lowry.
What we've trained or practiced doing is looking for people, you know, that wanted to be found. All three of these were essentially bodies in the woods that were not looking to be found.
Lockhart says it's rewarding to bring back remains to someone's family, but it's challenging for the volunteers, too. So they're trying to serve the team's mental health needs by checking in regularly and providing access to counselors. Still, he acknowledges there's no easy fix when the team is volunteering for backcountry rescues.
You know, they see some of the worst parts of humanity here, and it's just part of the job, I guess. But it's been new. It's been new for us this year, or at least at this level.
If you or anyone you know is struggling, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.